the Tosfos, which is, it's a very complicated and difficult Tosfos, perhaps we'll get a clearer picture from the Rosh. So let us see the Rosh on that's Ois Chof. It starts V'les Ilchese Kechol HaNishmaitze. Starts Taf Memches Amed Aleph. V'les Ilchese Kechol HaNishmaitze. That's Lamed Aleph Amed Beis B'dafei HaRosh. It starts Taf Memches Amed Aleph. The last ilchise kechol anishmaitze eloki hoda omar Rav Nachman kotna yedeya lemi mevorchim mezamnim olof. We don't paskin like the previous sugya, and the criteria is kotna yedeya lemi mevorchim mezamnim olof. Perish Rabbeinu Tamzal, Rabbeinu Tam said hoda koma les ilchise kechol anishmaitze koi. It is going on hoda omar Rav Yehuda. Tisha nirin kasore mitstarfen. Nine is not enough. Vahod omar abami shnayim v'shabes is not enough. Vahod ishnei talmidim amischadidim zeb aloch is not enough. Vahod omar abhune tisha v'orein is not enough. Vahod ikotn pereach. And I'm saying pshat in the Rosh the way I think the Mleharoim learned pshat in the Rosh. That means that Rabbi Yochanan that said, cotton poireyach, so Rabbi Yochanan, a normal cotton poireyach, normally is yedeya lemi mevolchim. And since Rabbi Yochanan said, davke cotton poireyach, so it would seem we need two milas in order to become mitzurif bezimum. Number one, that is poireyach, that means there's a aschole of the Cyrus, and number two is Yedei Elamim Mevolchim, and we don't paskin like that. V'hach bereise the ein medagdekim bekotten, so we don't paskin like all the Amiroim. We have a bereise that says the ein medagdekim bekotten, muki lo Rav Nachman bekotten pereyach ve'eina Yedei Elamim Mevolchim. He says, an amoyre has to be meforish dvorov. If Rabbi Yochanan said, Davka Kotten Pereach, Rabbi Yochanan would seem, even though he's Yedei Elami Mevorchim, he has to be Pereach also. The Bereise, which does not have to be Meforish Dvorov, so the Bereise that says that a Kotten Pereach could be Metzurav Bezimun is speaking about Eina Yedei Elami Mevorchim. Inami, Ein Medagdikim means Kshe Ein Pereach El She Yedei Elami Mevorchim. So it would seem from the Rosh, we were saying Pshat in the Rosh, that Rabbi Netam holds, according to Rav Nachman, you need one of the two in order to be Mitzurif. That means to a Zimun of Shalosh, you need either he is a Yedei Elamim Mevorchim, or he's a Kotten Pereach, which means he's Bishnas Yud Gimel, and he does not have the complete Saris, the Ascholos Saris. And that the Gemara says we do not paskin like all the Shmaitzes. Avoloi koi ahod Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Kotten hamutl barisa oisen oisai snif la'asore. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that for a tziruf asore, in order to be maskir the Shem, you could use even a baby that's in a crib. Afilu eina yedei ulamim mevolchim, ulamim espalolim. In Tziruf Asore, Rav Nachman didn't speak about. The Rav Nachman tzvira like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi bebircha samozim. The Omar kotna mutal barise ein mezamnim, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, kotel hamutal barise ein mezamnim olof. If the kotn is mutal barise, he doesn't know what's happening, he cannot be used for zimum. The mashma ha'im yoidei alami mevolchim. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says if he would know he's mevolchim, mizam nemolo. And they're speaking about zimun. Rav Nachman is speaking about zimun. And in order to become mitzurav bezimun, he has to be yoidei alami mevolchim. And Rabbi Shua ben Levi is speaking about tziruf asore, sai by zimun, sai by tefillah. And there he doesn't have to be yoidei alami mevolchim. ובתפילונם יאפשר לא יפול לגלי. דאפילו אין יעדיה, מוצי סובה מצטרף לתפילה. By tefila also Rav Nachman can hold that a cotton is mitzuruf. Midekama cotton a yedei elohim mevorchim mezamnim olov. He says this tnai that the cotton has to understand the broche, this is only a tnai that applies by zimun. But by tziruf asore, you don't need this. V'loi ayri b'snif lasore. Al mesovet afilo eini yedei, if he's not speaking about that, and he mentioned klo, you need yedei by zimun, which means three, that by ten, al mesovet afilo eini yedei, oisneis the snif lasore, the kule shmaitze muchicho, the zimun chomul misnif asore. That it is more difficult to create a zimun than to be mashlim a minyan. So memele, so that's shitas rabbeinu tam. So in order to be mashlim a zimun, the third person is either one of the two, either he knows lami mevolchim, and then he doesn't have to have saris, or he's pereach if he doesn't, and he doesn't know lami mevolchim. Ma shenogu lahatvis lekotn sefer Torah eichumish. Now, that's what the minig is, that when we don't have a minion, we tell the kotn to hold a sefer Torah eichumish, loimuchach b'shmaitze, we have no raya whatsoever, and from our sugya, that in order to be mashal maminyan, you have to hold a sefer Torah, ela bepilkei de Rabbi Elezer ise gabi ibur shono, there in Pilkei de Rabbi Elezer, it says, legabi ibur shono, that there they use the sefer Torah, and it'll bring down a little clearer the Pilkei de Rabbi Elezer. Mitoich oisai medresh, or from that pilki the Rabbi Elezer, where there it says if they did not have 10 people to be miyaba the shona, they took a sefer Torah, ichmiru gam kam. So they were machmer, the mini goyim is, if you want to be mashlam aminyin, you take a cotton together with a chumish or a sefer Torah. Afal gavdoloi domi adodi, Taisvis says, it is no tzushtel whatsoever. The hosom lav dovo shebikdushe. There it is not a dovo shebikdushe at all. There was a different inyan. I'd like to read over. I looked up the Pilkei de Rabbi Elezer. It's mamish zeir interessant. In Pilkei de Rabbi Elezer it says as follows. That they used to take together 10 people in order to make ibul shone, to be ma'abal de shone. Im nismatu, so the Pirkei de Rabbi Elezer says if they had less than 10 people, meviyin sefer Torah. They brought a sefer Torah. Upersin oisai lefneim. And they opened up the sefer Torah. V'nasin kimin goyren agule. And they sat around the sefer Torah. V'yoshvin godel lefi godloi v'kotn lefi ktonei. There was a seder how to sit. We have to understand that the Ibur Shana was only done through Gedolei Yisrael. V'noisnim pneihem lemata ba'oretz. The pneihem were lemata ba'oretz, they were mishtachve la'oretz, it seems, and the Gedal says, mipnei emes hashchine, u'poyrsin eskapeyem la'viyim shebashabayim. Before they went into the Inyan, we'll see what they did, so it was Pneim Lamata Ba'oretz, and they were mispalo. V'roish ha-yeshive masker es Hashem, and the stup shot him in the redal, either the Rosh was masker the Shem ha-mefoirish, or he was masker ha-brocha al-ibur shone, v'shemim baskel she-tsoiveches v'oimeres v'loshen hazeh. Then they heard a baskel, Vayoymer Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron leimer ha-chodesh hazeh lochem. Rabbosai, it's up to you. When they heard the baskel, then later, the maidos that were out, it's an ibur shone, that happened after they heard the baskel. Al koponim, this was the tzure of ibur shone by Klal Yisrael. So if there was not 10, so they opened up a sefer Torah. But this has nothing to do with what we're speaking about, when you want to be mashlam aminyan, there's nothing to what we're speaking about. That's what the Rosh Tain is. V'chein pirish Rav Haigoin also paskin, the cotton oile leminyan asor. So we have the Rabbeinu Tam and Rav Haigoy. The yire dahainu taime domrin, and now he says the lomdes. Why is it that a cotton could be mashlem a minyan? Domrin and dafilu mutl barisa mitzare. Why is it that way? The chol bay asore shchine shruya. Whenever there's 10 yidin, the shchin is there. The v'nigdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael yafin in the oimrim kedusha b'asore. We learn out that it has to be b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Loishna g'doylim v'loishna k'tanim k'rine bei b'soich b'nei Yisrael. So theoretically, you need soich b'nei Yisrael. A cotton is also a ben Yisrael. U'bilvad sheyeitisha g'doylim. You need 9 g'doylim. What's the cheshbon of 9 g'doylim? Avol tvei me echad loy. You can't use more than one cotton. Kedamrin in gabayebet. What's the cheshbon? The tvei me echad leko liyikore de shemaya litzalfoy. It's not kvoid shemayim. Kol be yasor ashchine sharye, but it's not kvoid shemayim to be mitzarif more than one cotton. Ve eved nami isa bechlava nikdashti. The shchine shruye akol mechiyove mitzvahs b'nei bris. That an eved, even though he's not called a ben Yisrael, but he's mechuyev mitzvahs and he's a nimel, so there's hashchoas hashchine. So memele, to create hashchoas hashchine, that's when nigdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. The whole thing with nigdashti is when there is hashchoas hashchine, so an eved can be mitzurif and a cotton can be mitzurif. They can only use a cotton and eved for tziruf. But to be moitzi, loy. Domrinim b'shili roish hashone, d'chol she'enei mechuyev b'dovo, eni moitzi acherim yedei chayvosom. If a person is not mechuyev, he can't be moitzi. V'ho desalki cotton ve'eved ve'ishe, the lesnu b'talmud toire leminyan shivet. He says that what the halach is me'iker adin, that a cotton and an eved and a isha are oile leminyan shivet. So there it would seem that they are moitzi the oilam. Aye, how could they be moitzi? How could they be the oilam? There ain't a mechuyev b'dovo. Mishum de sefer toire lishmiyakoi. Because the Sefer Torah is lishmiye and not lilimud. Now, I think Pshat in the Rosh is, what is the Rosh saying over here? So what if it's lishmiye? I think either this would be a moire de keraye to the Mogen Avraham, or else there's a different Pshat in Rosh. The Mogen Avraham in Simen Reish Pei Beis Sivkotn Vov says as follows. And this din that Aisha is oile leminyan shive, so the Mogen Avraham says, mikan mashme, de isha chayeves lishmoya kriyas ha-toire. The Mogen Avraham tells a shayle, if a woman comes into the Ezra's noshim, what should she do b'shas kriyas ha-toire? To talk zichenat. The shayle is, should she daven? Should she listen to kriyas ha-toire? Or should she go out? So the Mogen Avraham says, mikan mashme, de isha chayeves lishmoya kriyas ha-toira. She's mechuyev to hear the Torah. Va'af al pisha niskeno mishum talmud Torah. So the Mogen Avraham asks, the whole takone of Ezra was because of limud ha-toira, v'noshim einom chayeves b'talmud Torah, mikol mokein mitzvah lishmoya. They're not mechuyev in Talmud Torah, but there's a mitzvah shmiya. K'moi mitzvah hakel. Just like there was a mitzvah of hakel, noshim v'taf, but there's a mitzvah to listen. And then he brings a mesechta soifrim, ha-noshim chayoveis lishmoya kriyas sefer ka-noshim. He brings that what it says in mesechta soifrim, that noshim ha-mechuyev to hear kriyas ha-toyre. Then the Mogen Avraham feels like the minig anoshim is they go out b'shas kriyas ha-toyre. That's the minig. Aber al koponim, it doesn't give a stempel on the minig, but he says facts. Aber al koponim, he brings from mesechta soifrim that they're mechuyev in shmiya. That shmiya sa-toyre they're mechuyev. So I think, he doesn't bring this rush, but I think this is pshat in the rush. that the Rosh asks Akasha, how could a cotton or an isha be moitzi the alav bar chiyuve? So the Rosh says that mishum de sefer teira l'shmiye koi, and in shmiye, they are a bar chiyuve. They're not mechuyev in limut, but they're mechuyev in shmiye. If we do not learn this pshat in the Rosh, then we would have to say that the chiyuv of kriyas ha-teire is only to hear. So to hear, you could hear afilu, you're not yaitze from a ba'al chiyuv. The other in your name, let's say mikra megila, could be there, this the mitzvah's kriya. So there you have to hear from a ba'al chiyuv. But by Sefer Torah, it's only a mitzvah to hear the Divrei Torah. Hearing you can hear even from a tape recorder for Huadina Isha. Could be, if you don't say Pshat in the Rosh, like the Mogen Avraham. O bracha eina levatole, dle mevolchin, asher kidishonu b'mitzvoise v'tzivon al Divrei Torah, which be a bracha on Limudat Torah, el asher bocha bonu v'asher nosan lonu. Ad heino Divrei Rabbeinu Tam. This is Shitas HaRabbeinu Tam. And so it comes out for Tziruf Asorah, we can use a cotton, an eved, and for Zimun, one of the two, either Yedei Elami Mevolchim or cotton Pereich. Va'aval pi shehita Rabbeinu Tam laseis cotton snifla Asorah ulatvila buloi chumish biyodoi. Rabbeinu Tam held that a cotton, you could be mitzaref a cotton to a minion if you have nine people. Who loy hoya noye glasses came. That was the shita. Theoretically, he held like that. Lamaisa, he didn't want a paskin like that. Umash and nogu lecha is chumish biyodoy le matzino bishamokim. Rak pepirki drabelezel in yin yiboshone. Bishamaskir seifer teire. They're speaking about a seifer teire. Vohochi isa hosom bishloishem abrem esashone. Rabelezel ima baasore. Vim nismatov, there's less than a sore, mevi in Sefer Torah, vim maskir shom sha kotten oiche Sefer Torah, doesn't say that kotten holds a Sefer Torah, verkehrt, that they didn't bring a kotten over there, they only brought into that room people who were mizumin before to come in. A Talmud Chochem that did not get an invitation to come in, was not permitted to come in. So mamela kotten zicha wasn't there. Vafilu im yeshnoi bishum mokaim le'inyin tfile, Afilu, there is some mekayer. The Rosh did not know the mekayer. Haynu davke b'sefer teire v'chumish echad mechamisha chumish teire asuyim begilyen. Afilu, you'll find a mekayer, so you'll need either a sefer teire or one of the five chumoshim that's made begilyen beglila that is written on a cloth. Avu b'chumoshim ke'ein shalonu loy hoyu b'mei chachomim z'meile tos v'tzicha nishtelfen. That is what the Rosh says. Lemaise in Shulchan Aruch, it is brought down. The Magen Avraham says, "B'shas atchak, one can be mitzaref a cotton. That if you have nine people, one can be mitzaref a cotton with a chumish. It could be means a chumish like the chumish what the Rosh is speaking about. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down roiv achroinim." Are not maskim to the Mogen Avraham, and the machma, you cannot be mitzaref akotten. But Moshe Zechayin Lavrocha has a tshuva. There was a minion that did not have there was not 10 mispalalim, there were 9 mispalalim. So Rav Moshe is mitzadid, that's a pshas atchakodl, that they could use a cotton holding a sefer Torah. He said they should put it, the Sefer Torah should be on the Shulchan and the cotton should hold the Sefer Torah. Preferably the cotton should be Yud Bei Shone. Then there's another Tziruf, there's a Rashitis Rabbeinu Yoine, that if Shone Samuch Legadlus is also a Maile. And he also says as follows, the reason he was Mekel, because he brings the Ran in Megillah. The Ran in Megillah says that the whole din, that you need a minion by a Dovah Shebekdusha, is only an Asmachta. Min HaTayre, you could say a Dovah Shebekdusha without a minion. So Mamelis, according to the Ran, the whole Shaila is only in Achiev Darabonon. In Achiev Darabonon, we have Raif Poiskim hold, you cannot be Mitzaref, a cotton, and there's a Miyat Poiskim, Choshev Poiskim, the Rabbeinu Tam, Rav Haigoin, the Balamoyer, and we have the Magen Avraham also, that hold that you could be Metzaref HaKotan. So he says, since the whole thing is only Negeya in the Darabonon, that means, Afilu, if you can't be Metzurif, so in a Torah you don't need a Minyan. The whole thing is only Negeya in the Darabonon. So the Darabonon, B'shas HaTchaki Kibit Soymech and the Miyot Poiskim. But he says something very interesting. He says, if you're using a cotton, it is preferable that the shatz should not daven ashtilo shemayne esrei, because with two shemayne esrei we're going into ashayla babrochel abatolo, which can involve a deraisa. So the shatz should only daven the hoiche shemayne esrei, and then safilu leitiyene shittis, that you can't be mitzur of a cotton al kaponim, it's not called abrochel abatolo, because the Shemayne Esrei, that the Shatz is being mispalo, he shaits himself. That is the Shita. Now the Rosh brings further, Avol Moshin Keshuan Nohebi Mechachomim. Ma sheyesh bi Yerushalmi, there is a Yerushalmi, Kotin v'sefer Torah oisin oison snifin, you can put a cotton with a sefer Torah. So that would seem that is the makor of the minigoilam, a cotton with a sefer Torah. He says, no, that's not pshat. Pshat in the Yerushalmi is hainu cotton oi sefer Torah. That means the Yerushalmi yells you can use either a cotton or a sefer Torah. What's that a sefer Torah? Hainu kein tisha v'oren kein gemara didon. Our gemara also had a tzad that you can be mitzaref oren ha-kodesh to be maslim the tenth one. B'lasul chesachi, we don't paskin like this Yerushalmi. V'yesh Yerushalmi, there's another Yerushalmi, shekosu boi cotton v'sefer teure oisin oisoisnif. There, it doesn't say oison. By oison, you could say either one. Here it says cotton v'sefer teure oisin oisoisnif. V'zeh mash mekzas kiminik ha'olam, that there is such an inyan of a cotton v'sefer teure. Oishem ha'roitzolayma, kriyas ha'teure sha'olam l'minyan shiviv. That cotton v'sefer Torah means a cotton to be oila l'teire, that to be oila minyan shiva, that's that cotton be'inyan sefer Torah. Al kaponim, that is the shittas Rabbeinu Tam. Now let us go to the Gemara Vayta. Omar Rab Yehuda Bereide Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Derav Tisha Ochlu Dogon. If you have nine people that ate Dogon, that ate Pas, Ve'echot Ochal Yerek, and you have a tenth one that ate Yerokis, Mitztarfen, so you could be Mitzarev, this Ochal Yerek, and you could bench Bezimun. Omar Rab Zeire, boy minei me Rab Yehuda. I asked from Rab Yehuda, shmoine mahu. He says, Rab Yehuda said tisha. Why did Rab Yehuda say tisha? If you see shmoine is also good, why did he say tisha? So, chadoshim gam yishonim, Rab Yehuda, nishtayv sechein obroch, he wants to say that Rab Yehuda, bereid Rab Shmuel, wanted to say that even though there's tisha, and there's a svara tisha nirim kasore, but that's wrong. Even when there's tisha, you also need a tenth one, but the tenth one doesn't have to eat. The tenth one does not have to eat pas. The tenth one could eat yerokes. You could be mitzaref and achilas yerek to the, you could be mitzaref achilas yerek to the other nine. Omar Rab Zeir, boy mi neime Rab Yehuda, shmoine mahu. I asked Rav Yehuda, what if you have eight oichlei pas and two eat yerokes? Shiva mahu. Amali loishna. So he answered me, there's no difference. Shisha vai do loy mi boili. That's the gears on the side, and that Rav Zeire was misoinen. Why didn't I ask him shisha? I only asked him shiva, and I didn't ask him shisha. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah, shaper of this loy boiloch. He did something very smart by not asking him. What should be the shaila? Time him ma'ay mishum de'ikerube. Why can you bench? Why can you bench bezimun? Why can you maskir the shem? when there is not the seven, because he have roi vaychlei pas, so six is also roi vaychlei pas. The Yehu Savar, he held no, rube de minka binon, could be one needs a roi that is minka. So six and four is not considered a roi va minka, so it could be davke seven and three, so therefore he was misoinen why he didn't ask the shayla by six. Let us see Rashi. Ve'ihu sova Rabbi Zeire shehoya koivul umischaret al shloi shol al shisha. Why he didn't ask al shisha? Sova he held dilma rube de minker shapel beinan. You need a klore roif the leichel dogon. Ve'iboy minei shisha loy hoya mater. If he would have asked him shisha, it could be he wouldn't have been mater. Now the Gemara says, we'll see the next Gemara, but the Tosfos and on this sugya is dependent on the next Gemara also. The Gemara says a very interesting maise. Yanai malke umalkese krichu rifte bahadi adodi. They were eating together a suda, the melach and the malke. Umidikato luhula abono. Yanai hamelach had killed out all the Rabbonon. This is a Gemara in Kedushin, how this came about. Rav Nissen Goyen brings down the Gemara. Zameiradike Gemara, Yanei HaMelech came back with a Netzochen. He was Menatzeach, he was Kovish, 60 Ayores, who's Molei Simche. He made a big Sude. And there was the Ish Belial by the Sude, and he told Yanai HaMelech that, you know, the Prushim, the Frume, the Talmid HaChachomim have tainus on you. You think they're together with you, they're Sameich with your Simcha, they don't hold of you. And he says, how could I find out if they have any tainus? So he says, put on the tzitz. Yanai also officiated as a Kohen Gadol. He was from the Chashminoim. He was a Kohen, and he officiated as a Kohen Gadol. He says, put on the tzitz, and you'll see what'll happen. So he put on the tzitz. He put on the tzitz, so one of the Talmidei Chachomim told him that it would be preferable if he would remain with the Kesa Malchus. Kesa Kohuna you should leave over for someone else. It seems that there was a rinun, that his mother was a Safik, a Shvuya. It was a Safik if she was a Shvuya. If his mother was a Shvuya, so it comes out that midarabonon she has a din zayna, and if she has a din zayna, so he was a cholol, and so therefore he wasn't a kohen, he wasn't eligible to be a kohen gadol. Bekitzer, this ish b'liyal at ungereitzt Yanai HaMelech, the nizrike by minus it says, and he went and killed out all the talmidei chachamim. What'll be with the Torah? So he says the Torah monachas bekeren zavis. So whoever wants to learn Torah can learn Torah. You don't need the Talmidei Chachamim. They were against him. There's only one Talmud Chacham that was left. That Talmud Chacham was Shimon ben Shetach, who was his brother-in-law. He was his wife's sister. Shimon ben Shetach, his wife took care of Shimon ben Shetach. She hid him, that al kaponim, he shouldn't be able to find him. And Rav Nissen Goyen brings down a very interesting incident from a Yerushalmi that Yanai HaMelech had a special grudge against Shimon ben Shetach. What was the grudge against Shimon ben Shetach? Shimon ben Shetach, there were 300 Nazirim. And these 300 Nazirim needed Kolbonis. So Shimon ben Shetach made an appeal to the Melech. Notice it was so he sent to Yanai HaMelech as follows: there are 300 Nazirim, and they need 900 Kobonis, and that's a big unto them, 900 Kobonis. So the Melech, he said that the Melech, he should support. I mean, he has to support. So the Melech says, I'll make a deal with you. I'll take care of half, and you'll take care of half. So Mamela, so he sent him money for 450 kobonis. Lamaisa was like this. Lamaisa was that Shimon ben Shetach was able to be matir 150 of these nazirim, the naziris. So they didn't need karbonis. So the 450 that Yani HaMelech took care of, that was finished. So he took care of the whole thing already. Later he found out what Shimon ben Shetach had done, so he was very angry at Shimon ben Shetach. Now Shimon ben Shetach tainted, he says, what you did with your money, I did with my chochmah, to find a Pesach for 150 nazirim wasn't a kunz, it was a gewaldike avoide. So Lamaise, he didn't think, forget, I took care of half. I have to take care of half by buying the kabonis. I took care of half with my chochmah. Aber bekitzi had a besondere grudge on Shimon ben Shetach, besides that he was a Talmud chochmah. Al koponim, they were sitting together and they were eating. There was no one either to bench them. Others say, well, he was looking for a brochish layevish b'ilam azed, he rots in what the mezamen says. Amalu ledevisu man yoiv lon gavre de mevorech lon. We have to find that it's an odom choshuv that will be mezamen and will give us a broche, the rots in what the oirech says. Omro lei ishtabali di maisineloch gavre deloy mitzaris lei. Listen, I'll get someone, but you first give me a shvur, you won't shepherd with him. No, he was wanted after someone the mevorech lon ishtabalo, so he swore to her. I see say l'shimin ben shetach achua. So, she brought Shimon ben Shetach. Oisvei ben didei lididu. So, he wanted to make shalom now, it seems, Yanai HaMelech, so he went and put him in, he sat between Yanai and the Malkia. Because that's not even though he wanted that Shimon ben Shetach should appreciate what he's doing for me, he's mechabit him. Omalei chazis kama yekor avidnolach, you see how mechabit you? Chzef teron even though? Omalei lav atkom oikrisli, my covet doesn't come from you. Eloi reisehu de moikrili. If I have covered, the covered comes from the Torah. The chsiv salsaleho, you should be memashmish. Kiseider in Torah is roime meko. The Torah will be meroimim you, will lift you. Techabeitcho kise chapkeno. If you'll be dovok in Torah, the Torah will be mechabed you. So memela, if I get any covered, I'm not indebted to you, that comes from limud Torah. I even do something for him. Others say, you see, the covered what the Torah gave. All those Talmid Chacham that got killed. Where was the covered there? About Koponim, it was weiter an action. Fine. Al Koponim, he wanted to get down to the, he didn't invite him Stamazoi to hear comments from him. He wanted a broche. Yovolei kasa levruchi. So they gave him a kois, a beat, a bench. Oma, Heichi Avorech, he says, how could I bench Mizumin? Boruch she'ochol Yanai v'chaveirov mishaloi? Hamot nezimun. The whole Zimun is the Mizamun says, Boruch she'chalnu mishaloi. We ate together. The Mizamun is the one that we ate together. Takeh, did he give me anything to eat? And I should be Mizamun that Yanai ate. What kind of Zimun is this? Ishoshe lukasa. So first, if you want me to be Mizamun, I have to eat something. So he drank the kois. Agavuchet is a very interesting Rajba over here. The Rajba is the Kasha that is a tremendous problem. We learned before in the Gemara, as follows. Here the Gemara daf mem zayin amad aleph, that Rav Shmuel were sitting together, and Rav Simi bar Chiya came, and he was hurrying up to eat, and he wanted to be mezamen with them. And Rav held that you can't be mezamen because we finished eating. And Shmuel said, no, if they'll offer us a choshev, of course, we're still open to eat it. So Mele, it's not considered that we finished eating, so you could become mitzurif to us. Fine. So Tosfos says over here, and all the Rishonim say this, Ilu Maisel Yardiliya, so Tosfos Mashma Dachein Alochet, the Rav Nami Loipolik, that fakert, if they're open for another course, so one can still become a tzuruf to them. Aval I oma havlon unevorech. But what would be if they said havlon unevorech sheisichu daton milechel, and shlishi mitzaref imoim? But if they were up to Birchas HaMozen, they were Messiah Das from eating already. They said Havlon and Nevorech. After Havlon and Nevorech, you cannot be Metzurif anymore. Like the Rashba Meir de Kikashe. How could Yanai be Mizam? They gave him the Koish of Broch already. They told him Havlon and Nevorech. So how could Shimon ben Shetach be mezamen? That kasha the Rashba asks. The Rashba blight more or less mit akasha. The Eir Zerua says a very interesting teretz. The Eir Zerua says as follows. That the Gemara Daf Mem Zayin on Med Aleph is speaking that we want to create a zimun of three. So if the third person came after these two were Messiah Das from Machila, they said Havlon and Nevor, he cannot make a Zimun of three. Here there was a Zimun already. The problem wasn't three, a Zimun you had already. Okay. So now the Shaila is that if Shimon ben Shetach he come Metzurif to them, that even though they're finished eating, Shimon ben Shetach he come Metzurif. I'm Moira de Kechidish. That after you have a Zimun already, so Memele, even though they're up to benching, a fourth one can become a Tzuruf, and he could even be a Mezamen. That's what the Elzerua and the Beis Meir say. Both of them say the same Teretz on the Rashba's Kash. Yeah. So he drank out the Shosyel Kasa, he drank out this Kois. No. So Yavolei Kasa Achin. So they gave him a second Kois. Now, well listen, we finished. But now let's get down to brass tacks with the business. You was invited to bench. Oborich. No. And so then, Shimon ben Shetach, he benched Birchas HaMozen, and he was Moitzi then. Omar Rab Abbe Bereide Rab Chiyah Bar Abbe, Shimon ben Shetach da Ovid Legar Mehudi Ovid. That means that what Shimon ben Shetach was Mevorich after a kois of Yayin, Legar Mehudi Ovid. This he did l'shitos. We don't paskin like this. It was a meira de kechidish. The hochi omar rabchiya baraba omar rab yoichanin lo oilom eine moitzi es harabim yedei chayvosom at she yoichal kizayis dogon. That in order to be moitzi harabim you have to eat a kizayis dogon. And in Mele he did not eat a kizayis dogon. He only drank a glass of wine. So this Chiddush Shimon ben Shetach holds, but we don't paskin like this. So the Gemara says, Meisvei, what do you say? It's a double muskim. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oima, Olo Vehesiv Imohem. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, if a person was Meisiv together with others, Afilu Leitoval Imohem Elo Betzir, he was Metavol Amachel Betzir, he could become mitzuref. I feel he didn't eat pas tovel imom betzir. I feel he ate any machol whatsoever. He's mitzuref. You don't have to eat pas. So the Gemara says, "Atzustel mitzterufi mitzaref." That is true. That he could become mitzuref even though he did not eat pas. Avol lahoitzi es harabim yedei chayvosom. But to be the mezamen and to be mevorech for them, atche yoichol kezai is dogen. That means there's two dinim. There's a dinim to be mitzarev to a zimun, to create a zimun. That is sufficient, just like we had before Achilles Yerek. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that a groi grisachas is also mitzarev. Obol, to be meitzi rab yidei chebosam, dey yeftire kezai is dogen. Itmer nami, Omar Rav Chone bar Yehuda, Mishmei Derove, Afilu leitovol imoem elo betzir, vloi ochel imolam agroigris achas, mitztarev. To create a zimun, it's sufficient, that's it, agroigris otol imoem betzir. Olo hitzi sarab midei chebosem, en imoitzi at she yoichol kizai, stogen. Omar Rav Chone bar Yehuda, Mishmei Derove, Hilchese. Ochal olo yerek. He ate one leaf of a yerek. Vishosa koishel yayin mitztarev. Vahoitzi eine moitzi at she yoichel kizayis dogem. And Rav Shimon ben Shetach, he was legarme of it. There's another, before we get into the problems here in the sugya, there's a kasha that the Rashba asks as follows. It would seem that we see one chiddush of Shimon ben Shetach that he was mitzi them. He was mitzi them even though he did not eat pas. So that's not like all these man diyomrim. But it would seem that that lemaise he was yoitze with the birchas hamozen also. It seems he drank a kais of wine, and he benched, he was mitzi them, and it seems he was yaitz himself also. So the shaila is, how could the birchas hamozen pater the al hagefen? So there are three terutzim what the Rashba says. Either there's also a chiddush of Shimon ben Shetach, that Shimon ben Shetach held that a birchas gimel can pater a brocha mei'en gimel, or Rav Shimon ben Shetach held that Yayin, since it's Mezen Zayin, so one can bench on Yayin. We had such a svar in the beginning of Ketzad Mevorchim. Or the Rashba says the third teretz may be fakert, maybe he benched for them, and later he made an alagefen for himself. That's the three mahalchim in the Rashba. Now let us see Rashi. Yanai Malke, mi malchei beis chashmei noi hoyo, vahorak chachmei Yisroel, shabo leposloi min hakohune b'meseches kedushin. He went and he killed chachmei Yisroel. Salsaleo saroi memeko, seife dekro, sechabdecho ki sechabkeno. Sechabetro ki sechabkeno. Heichi avore, he attained to them, how can I make a broche, v'loi ne nesi? Oimer nevorech, she'ochel yanai v'chaveirov mishaloi bitmiya, how could I be mezamin? If I didn't eat anything, I should say that yanai ate. So the Gemara says, Shimon ben Shetach da'ovad, she'birch lo itziyam yedeichai vosom, b'shvil kois echot she'shoso, that what Shimon ben Shetach was moitzi, that legame yudovit ein odom moideloi. This is not a dover muskim. No, what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Ad she yoichal kizayis dogam. Till one eats a kizayis dogam. Umechi ochal kizayis dogam, mi a mapik. But if one eats a kizayis dogam, so one could be moitzi. So now Rashi asks Samoira de Kekasha. Af al gav, the chizayis dogon, shiure derabonon hu. Even though a chizayis dogon is a derabonon, kidoma bepeik mishe meisoi. So how could one be moitzi someone that ate a shir diraisa? He's only mechuyiv mi derabonon. Miu. So Rashi answers, kiven de mechayiv mi derabonon, Mukhuyev bedova kerinembei umoitzi rabim yedei chayvosam. So Rashi says a chiddush that since he's mukhuyev midarabon, that's called he's mukhuyev bedova, and a mukhuyev bedova can be moitzi rabim yedei chayvosam. Ve'im taima. So now Rashi asks Akashe bekotn sheigia lechinuch holayom ahochi. The Gemara says, let us just see for 2 minutes, the Gemara on Daf Chof Amud Beis. And we'll see what Rashi is asking, and what the problems are. The Gemara on Daf Chof Amud Beis had a shaila. If a isha is chayiv in birchas hamozein midereise, or she's chayiv miderabonim, noshim in birchas hamozein dereise or derabonim. Lamai nafkemina. What's the nafkemina? It's a dereise, derabonim, v'chuyiv to bench. Lafuki rabim yedei chayvos. They can be moitzi others. I amret dereise osi dereise mafik dereise. If a isha is mechuyiv min atoire, so she can be moitzi. She can be mighty the others who are mechuyev min atayre. Aliyamit the rabbono, but if she's only mechuyev mid rabbono, havish ain't a mechuyev bedovo, so she's ain't a mechuyev. וכל שאיני מחויב בדובר, איני מוציא את הרבים ידי חייבוסם. And eine mechuye bedover cannot be moitzi sarabim yedei chayvosim. So the Gemara says right over here that the nafkemina, if an isha can be moitzi, if she's mechuye in birchas hamazon, the araisa, or not the araisa, will be if she can be moitzi someone. If she's mechuye min ha-toire, she could be moitzi. If she's not mechuye min ha-toire, so she can't be moitzi. Toshma. So the Gemara wants to be poishit. Be'emes amru ben mevorech la'aviv, be'evet mevorech la'raboi, ve'ishe mevoreches la'baylo. So we found a beraisa that a woman can be mevorech la'baylo. And she can be meitziyim. Abel amru chachomim tovim me'eicha la'odom she'ishto yabonov mevorechim lo'i. It's not a nice thing that a person should have to come on to his wife to be meitziyim and bircha samos. But al kapon ha'vaisa'is, it helps. If you'll say that a woman is mechuyev min ha-toire, ose di-reise, or mapik di-reise. So my male, therefore, she can be meitzi your husband. Ale yamrit ha-rabonon, if she's only mechuyev min ha-rabonon, ose di-rabonon, or mapik di-reise. So we see from this bereise that a woman is mechuyev min ha-toire. She's only mechuyev min ha-rabonon, ose di-rabonon, or mapik di-reise. So the Gemara says, according to you, there's a cotton b'achiyuvahu? Is a cotton b'achiyuvahu? How could a cotton be mitzi his father? Alohochi b'mayaskinon, kigoyin sha'ochol shiyure darabonon, da'osi darabonon, umapik darabonon. So the Gemara says, here it is speaking about that the godel, the father, or the husband, ate a shir darabonon, so the only mechuyumi darabonon, da'osi darabonon, umapik darabonon. This is the sugya and the avchofa medbeis, which will have a lot of problems now. First of all, in Eda Kezayis, he could be mighty someone else that is mechuye bebirchas amoz in the araisa. Aye, it's a shil darabono. So Rashi says, but since in mechuye mi darabonon, bedova kerina, but that's also called a mechuye. Given the mechayev mi darabonon, mechuye bedova kerina bei. Umaitzi rabim yedei chayvosam. A mechuyev de rabbonon is also called mechuyev bedova. So Rashi asks, I bezoi bekotten shegiyo lechinoch oloi oma hochi. The Gemara says, by a kotten shegiyo lechinoch, he can only be moitzi ad de rabbonon, he cannot be moitzi ad de reise. I just said, that a mechuyev midarabonon mechuyev bedova kerina bei, so why can a cotton be moitzi adaraisa? Hahu afilo midarabonon loy mechayev. The lay devu ahu derami lechenuchi. So Rashi says, you know why a cotton can't be moitzi? A cotton can't be moitzi because a cotton isn't mechuyev afilo midarabonon also. The mitzvah schinuch is not mutal on the cotton. Chazal will never mechayev the cotton to do mitzvahs. The chiyev is on the father to be mechanech the cotton. But the cotton is no chiyev whatsoever. So Rashi goes away, in Shalom al Yisrael, Rashi says a person who's mechuyev midarabonon could be moitzi. A person who's mechuyev midarabonon could be moitzi achiyev deraisa. And the cotton is not even mechuyev midarabonon. So Rabbi Kiveger in Gilin HaShas asks a moire de kekashe. The koshali, ha'amrin in sham, dimnoshim bebirchas ha'moza in de rabbonon, ein yecheilis lohitzi acherem. The Gemara says, klol, if noshim ha'mechuyiv and birchas ha'moza in de rabbonon, they cannot be moitzi acherem yedei chayvoso. So lochair, according to Rashi, it's very schwer. Rashi says, ha'mechuyiv de rabbonon, could be moitzi. So that's one kasha that is shver on Rashi. The second kasha that is shver on Rashi, Rashi says that a cotton isn't mechuyev afilu midarabonon. That's what Rashi says. A cotton isn't mechuyev afilu midarabonon. That's why a cotton can be moitzi. The Gemara says over there that a cotton could be moitzi. The Gemara says a cotton could be moitzi his father. He's not mechuyev afilu midarabonon. That's the two meiridike Schwierigkeiten on Rashi. On the first kasha, how could an Isha be Moitzi? How could an Isha be, why can't an Isha be Moitzi a Godel? Aish is Mokhuyev Midarabona. So the Stipler in Kilesh Yaakov wants to say as follows, that the Emerson, there are two Shilas over here. Rashi was machadish that in order to be Moitzi someone else, one has to be mechuyev in the mitzvah. If he's not mechuyev in the mitzvah, he can't be moitzi. That's the halacha that Rashi is telling us. Let me first be magdim, perhaps a Turei Evin. The Turei Evin asks Akasha, the Turei Evin asks that, that we see by all broches, afal pishe yotza moitzi. There's a halacha, even though I was yotze, I'm not mechuyev anymore. I could be maitzi someone else with a broche. Mikra megile does. I could be maitzi, even though I was yaitzer, but I could be maitzi with the broche. So why, even though he's not mechuyev anymore? Here Rashi says you have to be mechuyev midarabon. So the Turei Evin says pshat in Rashi that there's a difference between a mitzvah d'yoraisa and a mitzvah d'rabonon. A mitzvah derabonon, even though now I'm not mechuyev anymore, I'm not mechuyev to do the mitzvah anymore, I could also be moitzi. I don't have to be mechuyev now to do the mitzvah. A mitzvah d'yeraisa, the Chachomim said, in order to be moitzi, a mitzvah d'yeraisa, you have to al kapone be mechuyev now to do the mitzvah. You have to be mechuyev now to do the mitzvah. And in this din, Rashi says, a mechuyev derabonon is also sufficient. In this din, that by mitzvah deraisi, you have to be mechuyev to do it yourself, a mechuyev derabonon is also sufficient. That is pshat in Rashi. So let us go to the second kasha. We ask the kasha, Rashi says, a cotton isn't mechuyev afilu midarabonon also. So how could a cotton be moitzi his father, she'ochol shir derabonon? So the teretz is, if the father ate a shir derabonon, so memele, so then the whole chiyuv birchas hamazon is only a derabonon. By a mitzvah derabonon, you don't have to be a mechuyev bedovo. Just like the aloch is by all broches, im yotzo moitzi. So by a broche derabonon, you don't have to be a mechuyev bedovo. So therefore, the Gemara says that a cotton could be moitzi a father that ate a shir derabonon. A cotton should be moitzi a father that ate a shir d'yeraisa. So by a broche d'yeraisa, you need al kaponim, the cotton should be mechuyev. So Rashi says the cotton is a lav bar chiyuve, afilu midarabonim, because the mitzvah of chinuch is not mutl on the cotton. The mitzvah of chinuch is mutl on the father. That's the end for the second kasha. Now let's come to the first kasha that Rabbi Kevega asks. Rabbi Kevega asks, but if a mechuyev derabonon, if a mechuyev derabonon is also called a mechuyev bedovo, so why can't an ishe be moitzi a ish? That was Rabbi Kevega's kasha, and he blabs by tzorchim. So that the stipler wants to say as follows, that the Gemara Daf Chof Amud Beis is speaking about one inyan, and Rashi is speaking about another inyan. The Gemara Daf Chof Amud Beis means as follows. If an Isha is not mechuyev min ha-toyren birchas hamozen, that is similar, just like there's a klal, kol she'enei b'toyres gitten u kedushin, he cannot create a get. A Isha that is not mechuyev in birchas hamozen, her birchas hamozen is not a birchas hamozen d'yeraise. It does not become a chevtze shal mitzvah d'yeraise. So a mele that's not considered a birchas hamozen. So therefore, if she's not mechuyev in mitzvah's birchas hamozen, so her birchas hamozen cannot pater a gadol, because it's not considered a birchas hamozen. A cotton in Yisod is mechuyev. That means a cotton azochel in Yisod passed mitzvahs by a cotton. The Torah wasn't mechayev him bepoil because he's a lav bardas. So there's no chiyuv on him to do the mitzvahs because he doesn't have the seichel to do it. But when a katan does a mitzvah, so it's considered a maisa ha mitzvah mideraisa. But he's doing it without any chiyuv. So therefore, lu yitzuya, a katan would be mechuyiv midarabonon, so the birchas amozein of a katan would be able to pater a godel. Because ma chosakam, a chefts of birchas amozein it is, because a cotton licked in the parsha birchas amozen. A cotton haste is, a cotton is considered, he's in yisod, the mitzvah is not pshat, a licked in the parsha, and the Torah b'poil wasn't mechayvim because he's a lav bardas. But it's considered that a mitzvah that he does is considered a mitzvah d'yeraisa after it's done. So if he would be mechuyiv midarabonon, he'd be able to be mitzi, a godel she'ochel she'yura deraisa. So therefore Rashi said, he's not mechuyev afilu midarabonon. That's the one oifen how to fa'emfer Rashi on these two kashas. U'bal halochis g'doylis posak, the bal halochis g'doylis paskin, davke de ochlu inu kezayis oikebeye. The bal halochis g'doylis held Nishtazoi. The Baal Halacha Gedolus held that if he's only mechuyev midarabonon, you cannot be moitzi someone who's mechuyev in birchas amozen d'iraisa. So that what Rabbi Yochanan said, that after one eira kezayis, he can be moitzi someone else, that's davke the ochlo inu kezayis oikebeya. That the people who had eaten also only eira kezayis oikebeya. The chevosei, so then he could be mighty them. Avul och luvis avu. But lu yitzuya. Ruven ate a kezayis. And Shimon ate and was at loy mapik. Then he can't be mighty take. So the Baal Halachos Gedolus held like Rashi's kasha, and he said Rabbi Yochanan is only speaking about to be mighty someone who's only mechuyev midarabonon. The efshel lahamida. Rashi says he doesn't understand the Baal Halachos Gedolus. Doyanai v'chaveirav ochlu v'sovu. He says, you think they ate a kezayis? They ate a kezayis or a kebeye? They ate, there was a sudas hamelech b'shaita, yeah? It was a sudas hamelech. So memeila they zicha ate kedei sviye. V'avkinu Shimon ben Shetach. And Shimon ben Shetach was mitzi them. Aval gar de legar mehu diovid. The Shimon ben Shetach is tamas a yakasha how he did it. That's the chiddush of Shimon ben Shetach, that he only drank wine, he did not eat a kezayis. If he would eat a kezayis dogon, he'd be able to be mitzi. If I'm not mistaken, I think Rabbi Yonis and Shtayv Zechayn Lebrocha wants to fa'emphor this kash on the Bahag. There's a suffix in Poiskim, v'chalto v'savoto, that if the sviye has to come about from pas, or if you have a kezayis pas and then you fill yourself on with five courses, steaks and azoy vayter, that's also called your mechuyev in birchas amozein d'yeraisa. So that's me. Rabbi Yonison wants to say that by the suda of Yani HaMelech, they didn't serve too much bread. They had many other courses to serve. So takedei was that. But they were only mechuyev and birchas amozen. How much bread did they eat? There were so many good things to eat. So they ate a kezayis of bread and the zechon geloven with the other courses. So the only mechuyev midarabon and Shimon ben, if he would have eaten a kezayis, he could have been mitzi then. As they dachsem, he wants to farem for the shittas habahat. Now let us see Tosfos. Tisha she'ochlu dogon ve'echad yerek mitzdalf. So Taisvis v'hochi hilchese, we paskin like this. The halacha is she'echot she'ochal yerek o'ishosa k'ishayin. We had later that lavdav k'achilas yerek o'ishosa k'ishayin mitztare. V'afilu nevorich she'chalnu yecholim loyma. You could say nevorich she'chalnu mishaloi, even though the tenth person did not eat, he drank. Shrei shtiye b'chlal achilem. Shtiyah b'chlal achila, that's called an achila, so you can be mitzorah for the shtiyahs kais yayin. It says, l'maisa, one should not be mitzarif, there's a chluki deis, with water, because water is not mazen, but any other liquid, one could be mitzaref. Others are makel afilu with water also. Now, this is going into a shaila, which is a big machlokes harishonim, that this din, that you could be mitzaref, oichel yerek, together with the oichle pas, that's dafke lezimon asoret. That means a zimon you have saivisa. The only thing that is missing, you need 10 in order for haskoras Hashem. So any type of achila is sufficient in order to be maskil d'shem. Avol ishloisha, but if you only are creating a zimun, so to create a zimun, loy mitztarfi, then an oichel yerek will not be mitzurif, because then in order to create a zimun, you need 3 oichli pas. Deirele el, where do we see achilik between asore? Where do we see achilik between asore and shloisha? So Taisa says, "Dareila el nami machmerin and tvei betzir of shloisha me'asora." That means Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that a cotton amutal barise is mitzurif for asora, but to create a zimun, he's not mitzurif to create a zimun. So me'mela who adin that this chiddush that oichle yerek are mitzurif, that is dafke by asora and not by shloisha. Umiyu b'Yerushalmi Tani, but Taisva says that's what I would say misvare, and he can't bring a guy from the Gemara. Umiyu b'Yerushalmi Tani, shnayim she'ochlu pas ve'echad yerek mizamnim, and Yerushalmi it says klonit azoi that an oichel yerek can become mitzurim to 2 oichle pas ve'chein posakri b'taisvosoi that hu adin. That by shloisha it's also good. This is shitas Ori, shitas Rabbeinu, the Rabbeinu Yoine, and shitas Harosh. Vasar mikutzi meforesh. No, that you can only be mitzurif by 10. The ein alochika you say beraisa di Yerushalmi. You don't paskin like this beraisa. Chode, let's look into the Yerushalmi. Sherei masik alohosom, and this beraisa that says that an oichel yerek could become mitzurif with 2 oichli pas, so the Yerushalmi says, masnisin k'Rabbi Shimon b'Gamliel. This aloch is according to Rabbi Shimon b'Gamliel. Kloimar, v'rabonon pligi. And the rabonon disagree with Rabbi Shimon b'Gamliel. The loimit starfi. And so if it's a machloikis Rabbi Shimon b'Gamliel and the chachamim, ben alochi kiyochit. Boi. The imkain, if you will say that by the zimun of shloisha, the aloch is oichle yerek also mitzurif, the imkain koshe the Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan, then they'll have a stir of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan. Why? The hocha omar Rabbi Yochanan, the lo'olam eini moitzi ad sheyoichol kezai is dogam. Rabbi Yochanan said over here that he cannot be moitzi unless he had a kezai is dogam. But what if he's not being mezamen? He wants to be mitzurif. Shaper afilu loy toam eloshti keuvdi the Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach. To be moitzi, you have to eat a kezayis dog. And to be mitzurif, shti is also sufficient. Ubi Yerushalmi koma Rabbi Yochanan lo oilam ein mezamnim at sheyoichol kezayis. Rabbi Yochanan Yerushalmi says that he cannot become mitzurif for zimun till he eats a kezayis. So we have a stire between Rabbi Yochanan, our Rabbi Yochanan, that holds tziruf shti is sufficient, and the Rabbi Yochanan Yerushalmi that says that for tziruf you need a kezayis. Umashme afilu leitztarif, that ein mezamnin afilu letziruf till he eats a kezayis. Elishma mino kan laasore. Our Gemara is speaking about laasore. So then the halacha is that shti is also sufficient. Obi Yerushalmi Ayri Bizimun Shloisha. So Memele, so by Zimun Shloisha, you have to be Oichli Pas. Ula Hashmim La Sora, Fili Kishnaim Shloisha Sheshosu, Mitztafen, Ushia Bechla Lachile, Veloi Kabdinen Ella Aruba de Minka. So, Bekitzel, there's a tremendous Machloikis Apoiskim, that if by the Zimun of Shloisha, if the third one did not eat, If did not eat pas, if he could come mitzuda for zimun. In Shulchan Aruch it says, since it's a big machloikis, so what should one do? So in Shulchan Aruch says, so it's preferable if two people ate, they should not invite a third person, because you're going to get into shailas. Because if he wants to eat pas, b'chol hakovid. But if he doesn't want to eat pas, so it's preferable not to invite him. Lemaise, if he sat down and started eating, and there wasn't pas, so then the Shulchan Aruch paskens, but after he ate, one could be mezamen, with seimach and these shittas, that one could be mezamen, even by a zimun of shloisha. Ad she yoichel kezayis dogon. Mashme, she im ochel kezayis dogon. If one ate a kezayis dogon, she yoichel lohitzi es acherim, she ochlu ala soive. That's buchach from our Gemara. V'teimah, so Tosfos asks Rashi's kasha, v'rei kezayis ein echayev ela midrabbonon. V'heichi osi derabbonon upoto d'yeraisa. Akada d'rabbonon pata d'yeraisa. D'omrinan b'pek mishemeisoi tovi me'eira l'mishe ishtoi ubonov mevolchim loi. It says, v'loi motzi luk mihod ishoi l'kotn shiochal hoitzi oviv, el b'dochal oviv kezayis, d'osu kotn d'rabbonon shigir l'chinuch, Upota oviv shene chayv elamid harabonam. Taisis lens klo na like Rashi, that by chinuch the chiv is on the cotton, and a cotton is mechuy mid harabonam, can be meitzi ad harabonam. Ho im ochal oviv kedei svi, if the father ate a shir di araise, ein a yochal a potroi. So we see klo a cotton that's mechuy mid harabonam, cannot pater someone who's mechuy min a teire. Upeirish Rashi, the mechuyev de rabbonon, mechuyev kerinem bei. So Rashi says the mechuyev de rabbonon is called a mechuyev. Avol kotn sheigia lechinuch loy mikri mechuyev de rabbonon. Daviv chayv lechanchoy. Avol olav ein shum chiyuv. The kosher lepeirushay mikol mokim. So Tais has two kashes. Given she ainim minatayra, what kind of cheshbon is this? That he's called a mechuyev bedofim. He's not mechuyev minatayra. Given she ainim minatayra, ainim moitzi achayrim shemechuyovim. What's gate moron is mechuyev vidarabonon, but yener is mechuyev minatayra, and he's not mechuyev minatayra. And that we answered, the Turi Evin says that this whole din, you have to be mechuyev bepoyos only at the rabbonon dekedin. In this darabonic din, one could be mighty with hakaponim is mechuyev midarabon. That's on this kasha. V'oy doichik loyne bekot shegir lechinach kori eine mechuyev midarabon. That to say that kot shegir lechinach is not called mechuyev midarabon. Deimene mechuyev afilo midarabon in kein eine poiter asov. So that we also answered that the Turi Evin says that by a broche de rabbonon he doesn't have to be a mechuyev in ganzen. Avo bishe yotza moitzi. By a broche de reise you have to be al kaponim mechuyev in the broche, and this is a de rabbonon de kedin. U bahag pirish, the bahag said the echot shochul kizayis and yochol hoitzi achem shochul kdei svi. The bahag taka halta zay doi osi de rabbonon u poite de reise. Aber gschloi och lug am acherem rak izayis peiteroysa. Veloi hi. So Taisa says this is also no good. This is Rashi's kasha. Das am chinen a uvde di yane vechaveiro. The mais of yane amelach veim och lug kedei svir. They ate a geherige meal. Velohochi koch azin in de kapotol u shimen ben shetach. Period. Ella nire lechalik. So now Taisa says a teretz which is more or less muskim from Rav Rishon. The cotton she'enei ba'achiyev klar d'yereise, a cotton that is not mechuyev in mitzvahs, afilu ochal k'day sviye, afilu he eats k'day sviye is not mechuyev in bichas amozen, enei mechuyev bedova k'rinebe. So he's not called mechuyev bedova. He's not mechuyev in mitzvahs bichas amozen. Ulekach, loy mapik lei, therefore, he can't be mapik, he can't be moitzi, yochol shiyur deraisa, because he's not mechuyev in birchas amosim. Avol godol, a godol shuhu bar chiyuva min atere ki yochol kedei sviya. A godol, who would eat, is mechuyev in birchas amosim. Mechuyev bedavo kerinem bay afilo lo yochol klau. So mechuyev bedavo does not mean that he has to be mechuyev now to be. Mechuyev bedavo means he's a person who's mechuyev in this mitzvah. If he's mechuyev in this mitzvah, even though he didn't eat at all. So that's called a mechuyev bedavo. And he could be mighty. Afilu lo yochol klau. Kedemrinim b'roish ha'shone. Kol ha'broches. Af al pi sheyotzo mighty. Chutz mi birchas alem v'chem v'birchas hayayim. One cannot be mighty with a birchas hanenim. But by all other broches, one could be mighty. V'haynu taime. D'chol Yisrael arevim zeh bozeh. That every Yid is an Orif, so a Mele, if he's mechuyev in this mitzvah, he's a Baal Chiyuv in the mitzvah, he can make this broche for Yene. V'hu adin bebirchas ha-mozim. Aval pi sheyotzo, even though he was yoitz already, moitzi, k'defrishis. So Taisvis ended up by saying now, min ha-teire, one could be moitzi birchas ha-mozim, afilo one didn't eat at all. So that means the anhoge of Shimon ben Shetach wasn't so weird whatsoever. Fakert, min ha-teire, we understand Shimon ben Shetach. Fakert is a din arvis. And since I'm mechuyev in birches ha-mozayin, I'm a bar chiyuve, I could be mighty someone else, even though now I'm bepoil, I'm not mechuyev to bench. So it's very good the Gemara that chofam et beis an isha, that's the Gemara shayl, is an isha mechuyev in birches ha-mozayin. If she's mechuyev in birchas hamozen, so wonderful, she could be mighty someone. The shaila is anisha's b'chal not mechuyev in this mitzvah. She's not mechuyev in this mitzvah, so she can't be mighty someone in this mitzvah. She's a lav bal chiyuv. So now it's so good. So the problem is, why do you have to eat? Ukizay is dogen ain't it soich al sheyuchaloi mashachalnu mishaloi. The kizay is dogen is only on the zimun de kechelik. They wanted him to be mizamin. In order to say she'achalnu mishaloi, for that was the machloike Shimon ben Shetach in Rabbi Yochanan. Shimon ben Shetach out she'achalnu mishaloi, it doesn't mean you have to eat pas. In order to say she'achalnu mishaloi, even kois yayin is also sufficient. Shtiyah b'chlal achila. We paskin, in order to be mizamin, one should al kaponim eat a kizayis pas, a kizayis dogen, in order to say she'achalnu mishaloi.